Robert Forrester, you're insane. And I must have been insane to marry you. Nothing about you satisfies me. Nothing. I'm so miserable with you. I want to end it all. Take my hunting rifle. Come on. Take it. Do me a favor, Bobby. Just shoot me. End it. Go on, you coward.
God. When am I going to stop dreaming about you, Nikki? This is ridiculous. It's over. We're divorced. I won't get back to sleep now. Should find a doctor and get some pills. I thought life in Langley was gonna be easier.
The Cry of the Owl by Patricia Highsmith. Adapted for radio by Sean McKenna. With John Sharian, Adrian Lester, and Joanne McQuinn. Episode 2.
Robert Forrester.
Hello, Mr. Forrester. It's Greg Wincoop.
Yes.
For a minute there, I thought you were going to hang up on me. I want you to stop seeing my girl.
I'm not seeing Jenny, Mr. Wincoop. I made that plain to you, and I made it plain to her.
Then why did she break off our engagement?
That's something you'll have to ask Jenny. Please don't call me at work again.
Okay, I'll call you at home. Huh? I've got the number. I got it from information. I've got your old number in New York as well.
Well, there'd be no point in calling that.
Oh, but I did. It was very interesting. I had a long conversation with your wife.
My ex-wife.
She said you were a psychopath. That you were dangerous, that you tried to kill her once.
Ex-wives say a lot of things for a lot of reasons.
How did you and Jenny meet? Only she had a prowler at her home. I heard the SOB myself. The trouble stopped around the time she met you. Cat got your tongue?
I met Jenny through Rita.
I'm going to protect Jenny from you.
There's no need. I'm moving away, Mr. Wincoop. Back to New York. Very soon. Next weekend, in fact. I never had any intentions with Jenny, and I haven't seen her. Maybe this will put your mind at rest. Goodbye now.
Shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have let him know he'd rattled me. Damn it! I wish he hadn't called Nikki. Maybe I should move. Not to New York, never again. But I could take a house on the other side of Langley. There's no reason I should ever bump into Jenny. Yes. That's best, and this time I'll make sure my number's unlisted.
Hello, Jenny.
Greg, I told you not to come here.
Let me in.
No, Greg.
Waiting for Mr. Forrester?
Go away, please.
Oh, he's gone back to New York. I expect you know that.
What,
you didn't know that?
What are you trying to do?
Oh, come on, Jenny. How long is this going to go on? I've given you over a month now. I love you. But there are times I think you need a good...
We're not engaged anymore. I don't want to see you.
I'm still carrying a torch for Mr. Forrester. Now his divorce is through.
He's divorced?
So his ex-wife tells me. Nikki Forrester. Jürgen, she is now. Oh, yeah, she told me plenty. Robert Forrester's off his head.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, it's so.
And that was the grounds for divorce? I don't think so.
No, but his wife made it very clear he's nuts, though. He tried to shoot her with a hunting rifle.
Uh-huh.
You took your life in your hands when you invited him for dinner.
I don't believe you. Please stop meddling.
It's not meddling, it's investigating. I scared the bastard out of town, Jen, and you're lucky I did. By the way, your friend Rita never heard of him.
Oh, my. You've certainly been on the telephone, haven't you?
Why did you say he was a friend of Rita's?
I had to say something to keep you quiet.
I'm not quiet, little girl. love you.
If you think you're endearing yourself to me with all this, you're mistaken.
He was the Prowler, wasn't he? His wife said he was a nut, and I got thinking. I mean, is that how you met him? Is it?
Go away, Greg. Leave me alone.
What are you crying for? For Christ's sake, Jenny, I didn't mean to make you cry.
Leave me alone!
Jenny, I... So it's true.
Langley Aeronautics.
Oh, hello. This is the United Bank. We need to trace a former employee of yours, a Mr. Robert Forrester. I believe he moved to New York a few weeks ago, and we've had a small fire. Some records were destroyed. I was wondering if you have a forwarding address.
Mr. Forrester still works here, miss.
Oh, he isn't in New York?
No, he's right here. Shall I connect you?
No, I don't want to speak to him. Thank you. I don't understand.
God damn it, he's there again. How did he find out where I lived?
If you don't stop harassing me, Wincoop, I'll...
Hello, Robert. You thought it was Greg?
Someone's been hanging around the place.
It was me.
Oh, I thought... Never mind. Why don't you come in?
Oh, I like your new house.
It's funny, isn't it? All these arches.
Like something out of a fairy tale.
You want a drink?
Thanks. You look installed here. Did you sign a lease?
For a year. $125 a month, heat included. Not bad.
Not bad. How many bedrooms?
One. I don't need any more.
No.
Get her out of here. Fast as you can.
Hey, have you eaten? I've got a steak that's big enough for two.
I could make a salad.
Oh, God, how I've missed you.
That'd be fine.
Been working on this new type of valve for helicopters. My boss seems keen. If the company go with it, they might move me to Philadelphia.
Robert, I love you.
I think I'm going to make some coffee. I shouldn't have given you that last scotch.
Look at me.
Jenny.
It isn't the scotch. I feel so happy here. Like I exist.
Oh, look, it's 11:30. I think you should be getting home.
Do you think you could ever love me?
I already do, Jenny. But not the way people usually mean. I don't think you'd understand that, so...
I don't care to make any promises, Jenny.
You're afraid of promises? They're just words.
I'm afraid of promises that get broken. If people love each other, words aren't going to make them love each other more or change anything. If I loved you now, I wouldn't say it. And I'm not going to promise that I will.
I'm sorry about your divorce.
Greg told you?
Your wife said you shot at her with a hunting rifle.
Yeah, Nikki would say that.
I didn't believe him, Robert.
I always hated hunting. Nikki said I was too much of a psychopath to fire a gun unless I was killing another person. She loaded her rifle, stuck it in my hands, and challenged me to shoot her.
Did you shoot?
Yes, I was angry. I pointed the gun into the fireplace and fired.
Oh.
I just wanted her to stop talking. I thought the shock of it might shut her up. It didn't. Nikki turned it into a story, showed people the scar at the back of the grate. Things like that happened when we were married.
You're free now.
Yeah. You should go home now, Jenny.
I want to stay.
It's late.
I can go home in the morning.
I could drive you now.
Please. We don't have to do anything. Just let me stay here with you.
I could make you up a bed on the couch.
quite comfortable.
All right.
The fire's still going. You won't be cold.
All right.
Jenny, I...
It's all right, Robert. It's all right.
I could go downstairs to her. I could kiss her, bring her up here to my bed. Would it be so wrong to feel her warmth? I don't love her, so why am I so pleased she's here? I won't do anything. In the morning, she'll be gone. It'll be done with. God, I wish I could sleep.
Robert Forrester.
Were you with Jenny last night? Huh? Her car was parked outside your house all night.
I suggest you ask Jenny, Mr. Wynkoop.
I still consider us engaged. You told me you had no intentions with Jenny. Is that still true?
That is still true.
I'm giving you a warning. Don't see her again, and don't try to see her, understand?
I understand.
I'll break your neck if you touch her.
All right.
Robert?
What are you doing here?
I'm gonna make you soup.
I don't like soup.
Everybody likes soup, Robert. Ooh, open the door, I'm frozen. I've been waiting out here since 5:30.
Jenny.
I'm planning a dinner party. A lot of my friends want to meet you. Greg's been spreading some nonsense about you. I said they should make up their own minds.
Yeah, Jenny.
Let's go inside. I thought the weekend after next.
This isn't supposed to happen. You weren't supposed to come back.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Hello?
Nikki, Mrs. Jurgen, it's Greg Wynkoop.
Why, Greg! Oh, don't tell me that ex-husband of mine is still causing trouble.
My girl, Jenny, she's spending her nights at his place now. The last 5 nights.
Oh, poor dear, that's awful. You should take her in hand.
Last time we spoke, you said if there was anything you could do to help...
Do you have Robert's new number?
Yeah, it was unlisted, but I got it. Langley, 4612.
4612. Clever boy.
You don't think he'd harm her, do you?
Oh, there's no telling.
I talked to him a few days ago, asked him politely to keep his hands off. Then, the same damned night, he sees her, and every night since.
And don't fret. It will end soon, unless your fiancé's off her own rocker. Oh, Robert's always doing this, having a fling with some woman, some young, impressionable woman, and then dropping her when he's had his fill.
Bastard. Jenny says she doesn't want to see me. Well, I'll make her see me. Tomorrow. I'll talk it out with her. Just how much off his head is he? Did he ever have to go under psychiatric care or anything?
Oh, yes. Twice, at least.
What?
He's not quite crazy enough to be locked up. Just sane enough to go around messing up other people's lives.
I just wish I could scare him out of town.
Well, why don't you beat him up? He's a terrible coward. And you sound like anything but.
I'll try seeing Jenny first.
Good luck, Greg.
Why don't you drink your coffee?
What? Oh, yes. Sorry.
You're very quiet. What's the matter?
I saw Greg today. He came by after work.
Oh.
He's been calling your wife again.
Jenny, let's face it. He's snooping. You've spent 5 or 6 nights here. What do you expect Greg to think? We're spending those nights like a couple of monks? Me upstairs and you down?
But we are.
He doesn't know that.
I love you, Robert.
Yes.
And I'd like to know how you feel about me.
Careful now. Careful. I like to be with you. You make me happier.
And what else?
And it can't go on like this. You staying nights because... People will talk. It's a small town. People know I'm not married.
We're not doing anything wrong.
Oh, we shouldn't see each other every evening. You didn't see Greg every evening, did you?
I wasn't in love with Greg.
All right. I don't have to see you every night, and I won't see you any night you want to be by yourself, but it's not going to be because of Greg that I don't see you. It'll be because both of us agreed to it.
All right.
Can I do anything for you?
I can't think of anything, thanks.
Not even knit you a sweater?
Oh, I tell you what, my sleeping pattern shot to pieces. If you've got a doctor here, you could get me some sleeping pills. I prefer Seconals. I've been too lazy to look up a doctor.
That's easy. Oh, I feel so happy here with you, Robert. If this coffee had poison in it, I think I'd drink it if you put the poison there.
It's pretty poisonous already.
So happy. Dying would be a continuation if you die happy, not an end to anything.
Do we have to talk about death?
Oh, Robert, don't let it depress you. Death's just a little different from sleep, Byron says. Sleep and death are sisters.
Yes, but you talk about it so often. It's silly for a girl as young as you. It'll come all right, to all of us, but not any time soon, I think. Not for us.
I won't talk about it anymore.
Send her home. Move away. Get out before it gets any more complicated.
Will you hold me, Robert?
Hold you?
In your arms?
Okay. What the hell am I doing?
Kiss me.
Jenny.
Just once. As friends. Just a friendly kiss.
Her lips are soft, her skin is warm. She's lovely. Why does it feel wrong?
Thank you. Shall I make up the couch?
Yes, Jenny. Make up the couch. Say, why don't we go out to dinner on Friday? We could go to the Jazzer and Chains where we went the first time.
I'd like that. It'd be like an anniversary or something.
Hello.
Elusive with that telephone number, aren't we, darling?
How did you get it?
From dear little Greg Wincoop. Why are you unlisted? You're not a VIP.
Nikki, I'm working.
On that pretty little virgin? Oh, I'm sorry, ex-virgin now, no doubt. I hear she's young enough to be your daughter.
What exactly are you calling about?
To warn you, sweetheart mine. Young Mr. Wincoop is annoyed with you, and who can blame him? I'd drop the girl if I were you.
We're divorced now, Nikki. What I do is my own business.
Drop her, Robert, before it's too late.
And what exactly is that supposed to mean?
By the time you find out, it'll probably be too late. Watch your health out there in the sticks.
Interesting.
You moron.
Good night, Nikki. Hey, what's your problem? I'm doing 40. That's the limit.
Jesus Christ! What the hell are you doing?
Wincoop. I might have guessed.
What the hell do you think you're doing, Wincoop?
I warned you. You can't say I didn't warn you.
Now, there's no need for this. I don't think I won't defend myself. Let's see you try, Forrest. Stupid, Greg.
I'm gonna break your goddamn neck.
We don't need to fight you. Not here. Well, one of us could end up in the water.
Well, it's not gonna be me.
Okay. It's the way you want it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wincoop? Wincoop?
Damn it, he's out cold. I can't leave him there. But God knows he deserves it.
Okay, come on. That's it. Come on, Wincoop. There we go. Okay, now. Mom. Now, I don't want you bothering me again. You hear?
Did he hurt you?
Feels like he broke a tooth. And I'll have a black eye in the morning.
I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. I left him on the riverbank, groaning.
He ought to be arrested.
I think he's learned his lesson. Let's see if our table's ready, shall we?
It's all right, I asked. We have a few minutes. Robert, what are we gonna do?
I don't know. Let's order some drinks. I've got something to tell you.
Is that why we're here?
No. Well, kind of. Remember I told you about that valve I was designing?
Yes, I didn't understand it.
Well, my bosses are gonna go ahead with it.
So we're celebrating.
They want me to move to head office. In Philadelphia.
Oh. When?
Soon. It's not so far. I can drive up now and then. You can drive down.
Yes. Or I could move to Philly, too. I mean, what's in Langley? I could get a better job in Philly. More money. And Greg would be out of our hair. His sales patch doesn't stretch as far as Philly. Robert, you don't think you'll ever love me enough to want to marry me, do you?
I don't know, Jenny. I don't want you to count on it or wait.
I understand.
I mean that. I don't want you to wait.
Okay.
Robert Forrester.
Have you seen the paper? There's a piece in it about Greg. He's missing, Robert.
What? How can he be missing?
They found his car abandoned on River Road, with the door open. Right where he must have been when you had...
He hasn't been seen since Friday?
His landlady called me. They've checked out all his friends. I think they have his address book. But nobody's seen him. The police think he might have drowned. They're coming to see me.
I pulled him out of the river.
There were signs of a struggle in the bushes.
Yes, there would be. I told you about that.
They found some buttons from an overcoat, they think.
Probably mine. I'll check. Jenny, I better be with you when the police come. I should tell them about the fight.
No, Robert, don't.
Why not?
What if he killed himself because of me? Jumped into the river because I broke our engagement?
He's probably gone away, or he's on a binge somewhere.
I hate this.
And don't get upset. I'm gonna hang up now. I'll be there when the police come.
And you left Greg Wincoop on the bank. How far from the river?
4 feet at least. It's pretty dark. I can't say precisely.
He was conscious?
Definitely. I can't say how groggy he was.
So groggy, you had to pull him out of the water a few minutes before.
You think he got up and fell in the water again?
A fella doesn't just leave his car sitting open on a road.
How does the river look there? I know there were rocks. Wouldn't they hold anyone who fell in?
If a man was knocked out, he might lie there, drown, get washed out. The river gets pretty deep right away, 10 feet deep or so.
I hope he shows up.
So do I. Meanwhile, we'll be watching the river.
This is all my fault, Detective Lippenholtz.
You weren't there. You're not responsible, Mr. Eroff. From what his friends have told me, it seems Mr. Wincoop has been violent before, when girls have rejected him. 2 or 3 times, in fact.
I see.
You didn't know that about the man you were planning to marry?
No.
Detective, are we done? You can see she's upset.
I'm fine.
Yeah, we're done. For now.
I'll show you out.
Routine question I have to ask, Mr. Forrester. Have you ever had a police record of any kind?
No.
Who would you say won the fight?
Neither of us, though I doubt that Greg looks as beaten up as I do.
Well, thank you, Mr. Forrester. Don't leave town. The same goes for your fiancée.
Miss Theoroff and I are engaged.
Oh, I thought...
No. Good night, Detective.
Good night, Miss Theoroff.
Well, that wasn't too bad. I think he believed me. Jenny?
Why did you say we're not engaged?
Because it's true.
But why did you have to say it?
A man's missing, presumably, 5 days now. The police don't know me. I don't know many people in Langley. How do they know I didn't knock him into the river and leave him there to get rid of a rival?
You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. But they might think I did. Plenty of people will think I did once this gets into the paper. It's not pleasant to be asked to be suspected, maybe, of lying. And that's why I told them we weren't engaged. I didn't want any more misunderstandings. Why are you looking at me like that?
I think Greg's dead, Robert.
Don't you believe me? About that night? I've told you every second of that night.
Of course I do.
Then what are you trying to say?
I don't know, Robert. Yes, I do. I know who you are.
What do you mean?
What you represent to me, I mean.
What? Who am I? Jenny, you're scaring me.
Don't be scared, Robert. I'm not. Not at all. I should have known from the beginning. Your brother Death.
In episode 2 of The Cry of the Owl by Patricia Highsmith, Robert Forster was played by John Sharian. Greg Wynkoop was Adrian Lester. Jenny, Joanne McQuinn. And Nikki, Bryony Glasgow. Detective Lippenholtz was Peter Marinker. Original music was composed and performed by David Chilton. The director was Marion Nancarrow.